talked before Pesach. Pesach is the Yamitzvah of Emunah. Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the Shayrish of Emunah. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And Matzah, a very special favor from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to eat matzah, because in matzah the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put in the kaiches of emuna, the shemus hakdoshim of emuna, as we elaborated on this before Pesach. So Pesach is the yom tov of emuna. We speak emuna, we talk emuna. And also we eat emuna. By eating emuna, it becomes part of us. We internalize the emuna. It becomes part of our system. The Yiddish neshama believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Matzah gives an emuna into the Yiddish guf. It becomes part of our blood, of our bones, of our flesh. The matzah we eat, you are what you eat. The matzah you eat becomes part of you, which is emuna. Meichle demaymenusa, a food of emuna, the Zayir HaKadosh calls it. After Pesach, we have two possible sederes. In the regular year, the Seder Shmini, which talks about Machalais Asuris, or in the Iv Ashana Meruberes, the Seder Acharei, which talks about Gilui Arayas. Both of them belong as the Shabbos immediately after Pesach, because these two Averis are the damagers of emunah more than anything else. First, in Parashas Shmini, Machalos Asuris, Zois Achaya Shatoichelu, and what you shouldn't eat, the Simanim of Behemais Tahiris, the Simanim of Eifais Tahiris, the names of the Eifais Tumeis, what we're not allowed to eat. Because eating Machalos Asuris damages the emuna, at least in the guf, so that the guf shouldn't be able to have contact with the neshama and feel the emuna. If somebody eats Machalos Asuris, the emuna becomes strange to him. He loses his fervor, his ta'am in Yiddishkeit. There are people who have a ta'am in Yiddishkeit. They sit down over a gemara, ah, it's a machaya. Shabbos comes, ah, it's a machaya. Ay, alechadoidi, saying kegavna, making kiddush, getting up in the morning, learning before davening, and then saying psukit azimra, nishmas, and musaf, kasta yitmolecha, so good to be a Yid. And we thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for giving us this Shabbos. We're not Goyim, we're Yidin. Shabbos is for Yidin alone. A bond between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yidin alone. It's our wedding ring. So, I have had Bachrim that came into me and complained they don't feel any time in Shabbos. Shabbos is in the week. And when it comes Motzei Shabbos, either they would stand by the window and look out if there are three stars already. Well, Erlich Yehudim didn't look for three stars. They sat b'shalashutas for hours after the ending of the Shabbos. You can't sich nicht abreißen from them Shabbos. How can you depart from such a, from the Nayam Shabbos? What happened? They're Yidden. Why don't they have a Tamim Shabbos? They probably ate treif. Treif takes out the substance of your Yiddishkeit. After the parsha of the Machalos, it says you shouldn't eat these things when it's meisim bo. So Rashi, the Gemara makes it clear that when it's meisim, there's an aleph missing. When you tamtim bo, you're going to become clogged up. From Russian tone, to clog up, to suffocate, to clog. A person's heart, if the arteries to the heart are clogged up, he can't live. Or get a myocardial heart attack. Probably he needs a bypass or something like that, if medicines aren't enough to open it up again. Machalis Asura is clog up the heart. So the Gemara says, I'll take her when it's meisim bam, ela when you tamtim bam. Don't read when it's meisim bam, read when you tamtim bam, there's an aleph missing. You become clogged up. Your heart loses its chayus, it loses its feeling. The klal is that the satan is going to concentrate when he feels that he is in danger. When somebody feels that he's in danger, his hormones start secreting extra adrenaline. He gets meiradike kaiches. He gets energy. Well, the satan also has extra adrenaline. When a person is in danger, he gets kaiches that he never dreamt that he has. And he becomes ferocious and he fights for his life. The satan is fighting for his life. So when he comes ikvus of the Mashiach and the satan hears the Yidden singing Zmiris, that the Rabbani Shalom is going to shech the satan, the schuch, the satzvain the achik me'aleichem. He starts running to the Yom Miklat, and he thinks that Batzcha is kailik like Betzel. Yachshav leba Batzcha tiklet kebetzel. And he thinks that a Malach can go to a Yom Miklat like a human being. Umalach tiyat and besaychi yinatze. And he thinks that a Mezit can go to a Yom Miklat like a Shaygek. The Shaygek can Mezit the Miklat yayatze. Well, he knows that he's in trouble. He fights. So he puts all his kaychis in the schus of the moon, that we're going to go out of the goddess. It doesn't mean that all the Yidden have to have a moon, but at least the Erlich Yidden, those who were fortunate to be raised as Yidden, those who were fortunate, Ashrenu Mataifa Kenu, to go to a yeshiva and have a moon and be weird filling and we say Shema Yisrael. So the Satan concentrates. So what does he do? He floods the market with Machalos Asuras. I would say that, let's say before World War I, which Yid ever ate treif? No Yid ever ate treif. A Yid wouldn't eat chazer. And if he doesn't eat chazer and he doesn't buy the Agayisha butcher, he'll never eat treif. Today, which Yid can boast that he never ate treif? The machshayris are so abundant. The false hachshayrim. Speak Rav Belsky, he'll tell you. The incompetent rabbanim will give hachshayrim. It's so complicated today. When you buy a certain product, there is a list of 20 ingredients. Every one of those 20 ingredients has, it consists also of 16 ingredients. Everyone of these 16 consists also of other ingredients. And you have to have a whole laboratory to trace the kashrus of any product with its hafshah. The old rabbanim used to give a hafshah. Today, knowing that a jaya isn't enough to give a hafshah, you gotta know chemistry. And the market is flooded with traitor products that have a hafshah. Either because the rabbanim are ignorant, or they don't have Yiras Shemayim. Both is true. And it's so hard. Which yid can say that he never raised today? Everyone has a little piggy bank in his belly. So this is the Messiah of today's generation. He plugs the market with faith. He wants to be machshavas, because the Medrash says Tashinri Merei Shaman, in the Swiss of the Moon we're going to go out of the Golos. He wants to damage our Amun. He wants to clog up our lane, our heart. It's so hard to be an Erech Amun. There are yidin that know they don't eat faith, but it's so hard. You have to be so stringent. I know there are people like that, but they can say they don't eat faith, and we can see the way they daven and the way they behave, that they do have a clear, living life of bringing a movement. I'm not letting anybody in the Sefer Chassid now, but I just want to tell you another story. The Sefer Rebbe, Chaim Lebracha, the father of today's Sefer Rebbe, came to visit the Tzeilim Rav Zechon Lebracha. The Tzeilim Rav was a big tzaddik and going around. The Sefer Rebbe was a mighty big tzaddik. I can tell you mighty big and absent from him. I was close to him, but not now. So when he came to visit the Tzeilim Rav, so the Tzeilim Rav treated him to a glass of orange juice. The Sefer Rebbe said, I won't drink that. So the Tzeilim Rav said, but we squeezed it out from the oranges in our own kitchen. The Sefer Rebbe answered, my father didn't drink oranges. I don't eat anything my father didn't eat. A person like that. So if he doesn't eat anything that his father didn't eat, so he doesn't eat Kellogg's cornflakes, and he doesn't drink mascotone, and he doesn't eat the rabbin, and he doesn't eat all the other concoctions that they're making up today in all these firms. He knows that he eats kosher. He knows that he eats kosher. The bread that he eats, the today's rebbe does the same thing like his father. They go to the fields before Pesach when the season is to cut off the tefillah, and they cut a lot of wheat for matzah shmurah, and he cuts a whole year supplies of wheat, and he's there the shas they grind the wheat, and when they make flour. And they bring the bags of flour to his house, and from this flour he eats challah and bread the entire year. They don't touch any other flour. That's how careful he is with other things also. And there probably are some other a handful of such reasons today, but otherwise we have to be so careful, and we have to be so. It's our Amun. The Shlomo Advaishin brings down the letter from the Rambam. The Gemara says that Tchiyas HaMeisim min HaTayra Menayim. How do you know Tchiyas HaMeisim from the Tayra? So the Gemara brings certain. So a certain Medina, the Kehillah, sent a letter to the Rambam, and we asked him, why must we believe in Kriyas and Ma'isim? Because the Gemara says Psukim. We can say Pshat and those Psukim are another Ma'isim. It isn't Muchruch. So the Rambam didn't want to answer them, but he told his Talmud to answer. And his Talmud answered, the reason why you ask this kasha is because you read Machalos Hasidim. So therefore your Emunah isn't clear. It's a wonder that people today have sfeikus in Emunah, that they have bewilderment, they have confusions in Emunah. The things we eat, kibbutz, be careful. Be careful and ask for the Benishalim. And whenever in the mechanics of davening in Tehillim, like in Avodah, you ask the Rabbani Shalom, but you shouldn't come to any mikshel. Will I neighbor Shulam the Kalim, will I Nikasha the Vayayan boys? You shouldn't come to any mikshel. You should pour out your heart for this to you. There are so many mikshayim. So many stumble blocks that you can stumble over in kashrus. Be careful about kashrus. Know which butcher you're buying from. Pay double. Pay the best. Get the best. You're not the balbus of your kitchen. When you get married, you're going to make your kitchen the way you want. As far as I'm concerned, I spend money, I don't eat any meat, because of medical reasons. My chickens cost twice as much as any chicken can get in any butcher store. I want the best. Still, I'm not certain that I'm not eating steak. There are so many nechshayim, so many pitfalls. You have to try your best and be misfired. There was this tzaddik that wanted to have a real good kosher of Pesach. Because Pesach, being that Emunah that comes from Pesach, were machmir and chametz to a degree which is mamish, is mind-boggling. So this tzaddik wanted to have a real non-chametz Pesach. And he worked for a month and to clean everything and the pots and the pans and the house and the cellar and the garden, and finished Erev Pesach cleaning the house and preparing, and he was very stringent about the machala which he brought into the house, and he said, Baruch Hashem, I have a kasher of Pesach. I have a non-chametz Pesach. And of Simcha, he sat down to the Seder, and he said his Kaddish, and his Magid, and he studied, and he ate his Matzah, Meiti Matzah, Mara Kairach, and he came to Shulchan Oich, and they served him the soup, and to his dismay, he found a little kernel of wheat floating in his soup. Wow, it's chametz! A kernel of wheat in the soup. Chametz. He was so dismayed. And the big tzaddik, they have a kayach. They still thought about it, that they can make shaylas chalim. With a chalim, they can ask shaylas b'shamayim. One of the Rishonim in the Bali Atesis, the Rimi Korbu, has a whole sefer of Shailos and Tshuvos which he got from the Shemayim. It's called Shailos and Tshuvos from the Shemayim. So he made a Shailos Cholim, and before he went to sleep, he said his Shemus and his Chinos and the Yechuzim, and he had in mind all the different kinds of Shemus to make a Shailos Cholim, and he asked two Shailos. Firstly, why do I deserve this after toiling for a whole month to have a kosher Pesach? Why did it happen to me? The second thing I want to know is, how could it have happened? I was so careful and diligent about cleaning up the house. Where does a kernel of wheat come into my kitchen? So they answered him in the Chalim. Arishin Rishin Al Achnein Achnein. Why did it happen to you? Yes, you were careful, you worked very, very hard, but you forgot one thing, to beg the Rabban Yishalayim, to be mispada that you should have a kosher approach. Question number two, how did it happen? Your pot was on the oven, under the chimney, a birdie flew over the roof, dropped a kernel of wheat, it came in through the chimney into your pot. That's how it happened. You have to be misfamer. You have to wait from the banish that you used to eat kosher, plus being careful. And you need both. And that was the drivers to help him that you won't come to any mixture. The second thing, time doesn't allow me to talk too much on that, so we'll continue next week. The second thing, that after Pesach, the Torah says, look, you got a moon, a Pesach, the right matzah. Don't eat anything that spoils the effect of the matzah. That's mean. That's in a Shana Pshut. In the Shana Miuberes, we have Achilles, the Parsha of Aranis. Again, the Parsha of Aranis, the Shmiras Abris, is the Yisayid of Yiddishkeit. So just like Pesach, the three Mayadim, we spoke about this before Pesach, the three Mayadim are connected Avram Yitzchak Yankee. Pesach is Avraham, the Shairish of Emunah. That's where the first one for whom the word Emunah says in the Torah, Behem and Bashem. Emunah. The our Emunah, we have the worship of Avram Avinu. So Pesach is his Yankee. The only one that you find in the Torah who ate matzah was Avram Avinu. When the Malachim came to the matzah, it's Alpha by Yachay. Mari Shilish in Kemach service, Lushi Vasi Ubis, make matzahs. Another mitzvah which is Dafka Avram Avinu is Bris Mila. Bris Mila doesn't end when you finish the Mila and you say, Shem Shenechmas Lebris. Bris Mila is a lifelong mitzvah. To be ashamed of this. To keep the Gedusha, the Bris, Shel Avram Avinu. And this Bris, Shel Avram Avinu, we have to keep the Machshava, the Debo, of the mindset. Especially with Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras HaMachshava, and Shmiras HaMamasim. It's very obvious. I don't have to tell you that the Satan in our generation concentrated with all his koyches to give us the biggest misyaynus in Shmiras Abris, which no generation since Machon Torah ever had. How could a Yiddish boy walk in the streets? Who speaks about a Yiddish boy? How can a Yiddish Zaken walk in the streets? It's, the street is so full of Machshayras, so full of Yetzer Hara. People lost the very root of morality. Yaitzea Amal Aleichai. When wrong becomes legal, today they legalize it. But everything that was once illegal, any pizzas was always illegal. And we spoke about it the other week, that even the schools, have separate entrances for boys and for girls, separate colleges for boys and for girls. Today, Adarabha, it's illegal to do it. It's illegal. You're allowed to do the worst things. You're allowed to act just like in the Daira Mabel. How can you walk in the streets? You gotta have mighty big kaiches of Shmira Senayim. To tell you the truth, I can't give you a real solution. I don't know the answer. You have to go in the streets. How can you keep your makshava clean? At this point, I can't answer. It came to a point where it's practically impossible. It wasn't that way. It was never that way. The Magdash says on the Pasuk in Hazinu that because the Yidin sins, the Goyim Nagol Ach Isen, I'm going to torture them with the Goyim Nagol. What is the Goyim Nagol? So the Magdash says, a Uma, a people that walk naked in the streets. Many people walk naked in the streets. And you have to have mighty take Yidat Shemayim, with Shmira Seinayim, not to be Nechshel, not to be Nechshel, but I say, Suru Acher Levavachem V'yachnei Einayichem. Because Einayim, first comes the Einayim, like Rashi says there, then there comes Yidat Olay. And then the Klayamayim says, Gaimani. The Nesiyaynis Terei Adaribe. And these Nesiyaynis invaded into our homes, put in a television, through the internet, and to make things much worse, through the radio, and all the different kinds of literature that we get. To listen to the news on the radio, I think you have a vayava. You hear the worst things. They're not ashamed, especially by the commercial which comes every 90 seconds on the news programs. In other words, we know that it's a Christian issue. We know that because we see that the Satan is concentrating with all his kaiches to spoil our Amunah. And Amunah is ruined by two things, Machares Asurais and Chazeshavim HaKrabas HaBris, not keeping the Kedushas HaBris. I intend in Yos Hashem at a later date to be more elaborate about these things. But whoever has a brayer to run away, don't stay in the city in the summertime. The mechiyav al pi din to leave the city, to go to a country, to go to a camp, to go to a cave. I don't know where. But don't be on the city streets. And be careful in your house. Don't listen to the radio. Don't look at the television. Don't read literature which incites you. You want to know what's going on in the world? God, I'm sure. There are good newspapers. If you're an American Yiddish boy, you can read the Hamadiyah, you can read the Yatet. If you're a Sakhar Chassid, you can read the Yid. If you're a Belzer Chassid, you can read the Machna Haredi. You have your choice. You can do what you want. But don't read what they're not allowed to read. Rabbi said, what I told you today is so tough, but what I told you today is so earnest. You're leaving. You're B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yanka. There's nothing that so influences the person as the company that he keeps. And to be in this weave of Bit Chavayim is Tzchus Gadol V'Nayla. To be in this weave of undesirable Chavayim
is a danger in your ruchniyudika life. I think I mentioned that. You know, the Rambam says that if somebody lives in a neighborhood where there are bad shchainim and they can have a bad influence on him, he's mechuyev to move to a better neighborhood. If there's no better neighborhood in the city, he should move to a different city. If there's no better neighborhood in his medina, he should move to another medina. No better neighborhood than any medina, he should go and become a